Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Wednesday we check in out in lovely Ellettsville. Is it just as sunny and perfect out there as it is downtown, Marty Hawk?
Oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, you really need to have your sunscreen on today because it is fabulous. So much is happening around here. People
tons,
are really
tons,
trying to get
tons.
So much done. My neighbor's painting her house, and I got my deck repaired.
Good.
And that tree got down. I mean, this weather is just holding for us. But I think, as you said, we cannot continue this Indian summer all year, so too bad.
Yeah, it'll be Indian winter.
Really?
It'll feel like tomorrow night and Friday night. Glad your dead tree is down, because if we have any gusting winds coming through here in the next few hours, you don't want to be dealing with such issues as that. Because, Marty, the county councilwoman, you have enough issues to deal with. You don't need any more issues, do you?
Oh, no, please, no, we really don't. And, you know, it has been really a very busy time for county government trying to do a lot of the catch-up work that seems like maybe it might have moved faster at other times. I don't know. But one of the big things that so many people have been looking for was, when are we going to get signed off on that contract with the merit deputies that's been, you know, up in the air for a while? And, of course, we have to get the bargaining unit to agree, and we have to get the county commissioners to agree.
And that's why it's been taking a while. That's how this thing works.
And then the next step will be for the county council to get that signed off on, so that we can get that included in our budget for next year. But so far, what they have agreed on is that they did go ahead and do that study of what other three similar counties were being paid and adjusted salaries for that, and also agreed that when we get back that salary study that we are, the counties, having done for all of county government, then we have the bargaining unit or the county, either one, could reopen this agreement with the merit deputies to adjust. And one could only think the only place it would adjust would be going up, because
I was going to ask you the same question. Why do we even pay for these when we know all it tells us is we're going to give them a raise?
Well, I'm telling you, it's that's not, we really have to find out what the raise should be. For
sure.
Instance, the base salary for a beginning deputy, a 1 year base salary, it starts at $53,331 and then moves up after 1 year up to $56,119. Now, just wonder how many people out there want to be in law enforcement starting out at $53,331. You really have to want to be a public servant and to do this job in order to do this at those prices, I believe.
You should get into AM radio and see what we pay. Oh, you'd be blown away.
Listen, we're all getting rich doing this, aren't we?
Yes, I mean, yes, we are.
Count how much I make an hour being on the county council.
Well, I know the commissioners try to get their raise.
You can have my quarter.
Yeah. Call somebody who cares. They used to tell me that. We all don't get rich. We know that's part of it, being taken care of and being a steward of the county or the city or whichever governmental entity you divide your time to is very important. And part of your job is, and we talk about this every Wednesday, is to make sure that we're not throwing away taxpayer money based on feelings, based on what we might think. That's why you have to do this research. That's why you have to look and see what everyone is paid just before you pull a number out of a hat along with the rabbit. You don't do it that way.
Right. In the particular, this contract is now going to give them incentive pay for additional education, so much for what degree they have, or if they have a master's degree, then they get more and so forth. And so I think that's also a part of making sure that we have the very best that we can have out there working in our law enforcement. The other thing we did last night, we had a county council meeting, and we voted on a $3 million bond, and that's to cover some capital items, some trucks and heavy equipment and supplemental vehicles for the highway, and relocating some offices and some engineering work on trail connection and some other things. Now, normally, even though these are all wonderful things, normally with the dollars setting where they are now, I would not have voted for that bond, because at the same time, we took $3 million of what we've already collected in taxes and put it back in a savings account, in our rainy day account. So now let me tell you why I supported the bond, because that is a separate tax. We cannot bond for operating costs if we run short of money in 2022 to pay salaries. We can't bond for that. We're not allowed to. So in this instance, we're borrowing the money with a bond to pay capital cost, and then taking that cash that we have, more than what we need to pay our bills for 2021, and we're putting it back into a savings account so that we can operate in 2022. If it was not for what we think we're going to be facing in 2022, I wouldn't have supported this, because I think anytime you've got that additional money, you should use that for capital items. But this was, I just could not take that kind of a chance.
No, and that's kind of an interesting way of navigating around it. That's you're not navigating around the letter of the law, perhaps, maybe the spirit, but you found a way to make it happen, and no one gave us a little program before COVID hit and said, here's Act 1, here's Act 2, here's Act 3. We've kind of had to figure this out on the fly, so I agree. I think that's the proper way of getting this taken care of.
It was a difficult thing to work around. One of the things that I just got off of one meeting, watching one meeting, it was having to do with the Monroe County government and Monroe County Plan Commission, where they put together and voted on a memorandum of understanding having to do with that Huff property. And many of us think of that property out at the lake, sort of like a peninsula where there was a lot of logging going on for years, and people were really upset about it and going, no, we don't like that at all. And but it, as it's turned out, we don't have the right, county government, to tell them what they can do there. And so the county government and plan commission agreed on this memorandum of understanding that rather than continue on with this court case, that they would do this remediation and come to an agreement of what the plan was going forward. It said the county will not take any action concerning any past logging activities, and that we won't be trying to stop. We're not going to engage in any communication with the state or federal agencies regarding that Huff property, unless it's like normal communications in the normal course of doing business, and that the county will not advocate against the issuance of permits by IDM or DNR or the Army Corps of Engineers with respect to the Huff property. So, and saying that they can, that prior to beginning any residential, commercial, non-agricultural constructions, the Huffs will seek all necessary permits. So this is a way for us to get out of that court system, come together with an agreement, and move forward. Because there were those that felt like that if we had continued on and we could have taken this through the more and more on the in litigation, that we might just wind right back out where we are today with this memorandum of agreement, that we wouldn't come out any further ahead. So,
well, that's an interesting basket to put a lot of eggs in, Marty, when you can go about it this way. So,
well, you know, it's not always the smartest thing in the world to go through everybody. And
you wouldn't know that by today's standards, but yes, sometimes negotiation and mediation could be a little bit better. It's cheaper.
Yes, right. Well, anyway, I was I'm proud of this group that said, okay, enough's enough. We've done what we can do. We know the public doesn't like that logging there. But if we're not going to be able to do anything about it, let's figure out a way that we're going to work together in this memorandum of agreement. And so I thought that was a pretty good way to go at it. The other meeting that I watched just a bit this afternoon as well was the Stormwater Board. And we'll be seeing the people who live out east near Baby Creek Road. We'll be seeing a lot of changes out there. I think you're already seeing some people who are saying we need relief over there. And so they're working on the right-of-way there for properties to try to alleviate some of the major drainage in that area. So, you know, county government is more than just whether or not you opened up the courthouse doors.
There's plenty of layers, isn't
there? Someone contacting me saying, I need a copy of my marriage license from 1973. Just yesterday, needed to get it urgently. And so
they just lost it, or?
No, they didn't have a copy of it. Do you have a copy of your marriage license? Are you just sitting around?
You've met my wife. Of course we do.
Well,
she's more organized than anybody.
Might be so, but there's a whole lot that goes on. But I wanted to also call to your attention the fact that there's this working together with the state, with IU, with the city and IU Health. They are moving forward with this COVID, the site for testing for COVID. And that's near the Kroger downtown. It's on the other side of the Beeline Trail.
Right.
And now they don't have the opening date exactly set up as yet, and they'll be announcing that. But the contract is going through the end of June of 2021, and the contract is for $430,000. And that is for people to actually be in the building and operate the whole system there. But part of it's coming from different funds. It's like some of these groups are doing some of it, and some's doing some of the rest of it. And so when they were explaining where the dollars were going to come from, I don't think that's been zeroed in exactly on what they were presenting. But it was important to move forward with this because even though the other testing site is going to remain open another month, that site is open on a month-to-month basis. And so the county, the city, and others could not wait until they said, okay, we're pulling out, and this is our last month. We had to be prepared to have a way to continue to do the testing for the COVID. So this will be in place through the end of June of 2021.
Why did we have all of these players involved in it, Marty? Why is that important?
Well, for one thing, it will really be under the county health department.
Sure, that's kind of my point,
even
right?
Even though they're not going to be doing the day-to-day operations of it, but they will be really over the entire operation, but not over the day-to-day operation for the staffing and so forth. That's what this other contract is for.
Is it different funding coming together to meet in the middle?
It is, and the building belongs to, I believe it's either IU or IU Health.
Right.
Anyway, the building where it's going to be will be a part of it. The city of Bloomington is doing so much, and the state is, I believe they're providing like the protective, the mask and so forth that we might use. But I don't have that agreement in front of me. I just am going by what I heard them saying,
sure,
how this was going to work. But I it does make sense. If somebody might say, well, we don't need another one if we already have one. But if you know that the one that we were counting on could leave at the end of whatever month,
I thought it was already
then.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't, once it's gone, you can't have a gap in between when the next one comes up. So
that's right. So the other thing that had been presented at our meeting last night was the that diversity training for $320,000
yes.
for 225 employees. And we had asked for the fiscal impact. In other words, what's it actually going to cost county government? And we didn't get that until yesterday afternoon. There were a lot of people who had, you know, a lot of other questions about this. And so they did go ahead and delay hearing this, and they're going to postpone this until November 10th. Of course, we might recognize that November 10th is after the election.
It is.
So
exactly seven days after.
Makes you wonder if things were getting too hot to handle. I don't know. I'm not in charge. Just like, I really believe that if we are going to spend that kind of public dollars for something, we should make sure that we have done enough research to know that we are getting something that is cost effective and still get the job done. And it would be nice, in my opinion, if it was something they could put on Cats TV or any place where the public could watch to see what was being told to the county employees and others, how we might work together better under this diversity training. So anyway, that it will still yet to be decided, all of that.
And it will be decided the week after the election, or at least it will be on the menu, as I like to say, on the menu the week after the election.
Right. And then, of course, before we also will be having our budget adoptions, which is like the 19th and the 20th of this month. So that's really the things that we have that's more required than anything for us to do is get that budget put in place for 2021. And that's all going to happen on the 20th, but the 19th, you have to read it twice. And so the first reading is on the 19th, and the second one where we'll actually do the full adoption is on the 20th. So that's finally coming together. So this has been a pretty crazy year trying to learn how to do all of this and do it all on your laptop. And I appreciate the fact that so many in county government have just said, well, if we have a new plan, we'll just have to learn how to work the new plan. So that's
all you can do. You have to be flexible. And Marty, before we let you go, we'd be remiss to forget the Monroe County History Center's big garage sale that was going to happen earlier in the year is going to get going tomorrow.
I know, and you know, I have people calling me and saying, can you get me a ticket? I can't get a ticket. They say there are no tickets available.
What?
And I'm going, ah. And so I'm hoping that was an error because I don't have a ticket yet. Does this mean it's too late? I think it is. Hopefully that we'll be able to still call and figure out a time that we're going to be able to go and participate. That's something I look forward to every year. Every year, I look around my house and all
well,
the things
reason,
I, so much I cherish in this house. I got at that History Center.
Now, the other reason this is a thing this year, Marty, is because according to Laura Lane in today's HT, instead of standing in line to enter, bargain seekers must reserve a 90-minute slot that's good for one vehicle and two people. All Friday slots are full, but Saturday, it sounds like they do have some time. Go to the Monroe County History Center's webpage and find more information or find somebody who has a spot that doesn't have the second person in the car. Everybody put your historical mask on and get in there and have some fun. It's a big fundraiser for the Monroe County History Center, and that goes on. I think Friday and Saturday, is that right? Friday and Saturday is right. I said tomorrow. That's tomorrow's. I've been hoping tomorrow is Friday for about a week now, but it's not.
Well,
tomorrow's Thursday.
Keep track of what day it is. I would just wonder if there's enough people waiting for an opportunity to get in there, if they'll maybe do another weekend of it.
That'd be a great idea because they can manage. They can absolutely manage how many go in and go out. So that would be, you know somebody over there. You should make that suggestion.
I sure do.
Make a suggestion or two.
I sure do. And I can't believe that I've let this time get away from me and I haven't managed to make sure I had a ticket. So It's funny what happens when your house gets a major planning problem, and that's all you can think about.
Well, you have to, because if that problem isn't solved, that will domino into a lot of other problems. So take care of that first, and then take care of me on Wednesdays. And after that, it's all up to you.
I will do that. And it's always a joy talking with you. And I just hope that you and your family continue to enjoy this fall season.
Oh, we
will. Love seeing all the activities that you and your family do. And it just says that you don't have to be on a big, long vacation out and about. We have a lot of great things to do right here and with family. So
I agree.
I really appreciate your sharing that with us.
Well, that's my wife. She's in charge. She's the Clark Griswold of holiday decorations. You'll see some pictures up of those here shortly. And who knows what fall break will bring on Thursday and Friday at our house, Marty, but I'm pretty sure you'll hear about it one way or the other. Thanks for your time, as always, on Wednesdays, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.